Welcome to the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. My name is Lisa A. Romano. I am a life coach, best-selling author, YouTube vlogger, meditation teacher, and expert in the field of codependency and narcissistic abuse. I am a believer in the power of an organized mind. My aim is to help people learn what it means to live above the veil of consciousness rather than living a reactive life. May your heart feel blessed, your mind feel expanded, and your spirit find hope as you spend time with me here at the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. So today, we're going to be talking about your soul's path and some of the ideas that get in the way of someone from being able to experience abundance, joy, contentment, clarity, confidence, and ownership over their lives. Before we begin, I think it's always important that we spend some time identifying the problem and as well identifying the goal. Many of us incarnate on planet Earth into families that are unaware, into families that live below the veil of consciousness, into families that have a destructive mindset, into families that are full of fear, full of addiction, full of emotional neglect, anger, scapegoating, triangulation, addiction, and even mental health issues that are not being diagnosed, they're being ignored. Many of us are born into these family systems and do not realize the system is sick. It is not a system that is cohesive for a soul's expansion. In fact, the systems that we are born into work against our soul's expansion. Many of us do not even realize we are like these tremendous oak trees. We've been planted in this magnificent forest known as planet Earth, and many of us do not move towards the sun. We have been programmed to hide under the arms and branches of other people. We play it small. We don't know that we play it small, and we don't know that the way that we think has been corrupted. We don't know that what we believe has been corrupted. We just do what we've been taught to do. Through example, we imitate everything. We don't even realize we imitate everything. What do we imitate? We imitate the way our parents think. We imitate the way they relate to people. We imitate what they believe. We imitate what they don't believe. Our mind is not our own. When we incarnate on planet Earth, the way that we think is affected by the people we come in contact with, by what we are exposed to. And if that were not difficult enough, dear one, there's also default settings of the brain that a soul has got to navigate when they incarnate on planet Earth. So not only are we being conditioned by the outer world, we are born with default settings of the brain. We are born with a default process of what we can consider our psyche. So our psyche will develop and grow according to default settings. Freud talks about the id, the ego, and the superego, while Jung speaks about the subconscious mind. And he is famously known for the phrase that states that until you make that which is unconscious conscious, it will dictate your life, and you will call it fate. My line is, it's not you, it's your programming. Basically saying that what happened to you in your childhood is affecting you today, whether you consciously awaken to that reality or not. I find it terrifying as well as exciting to investigate what happened in the past. How has that shaped the way that I think? How has it shaped these belief systems? And deeper, dear one, deeper, how has it affected my neurology? The actual neural pathways in my brain that fire rapidly that are processing internal information at laser-like speed, faster than any computer anywhere in the world. Your brain is processing internal data as well as external data. So your brain is receiving information from its five senses, while at the same time, it is receiving information that has been stored within your being on a visceral level. So when that cashier at the store has a snarky remark, guess what? If that snarky remark, the way she says it, the way she looks at you, the tone in her voice, if that triggers a memory of the way your sister used to speak to you when you were teenagers, your brain is not only responding to that cashier, your brain is responding to the visceral stored information from the painful event from the past. It is super difficult to be a human being and to work all this out and land at a place where we have the clarity, the confidence, and the ownership over our lives. But in my opinion, that is why we are here. We are here to master the external experiences, to detach from the illusions of ego, to break away from what we have been conditioned to think so that we can find our own path. I liken it to having your skin ripped off, and I know that's a very graphic explanation, but when you are separating yourself from conditioning, when you are looking at your family of origin and you're questioning what you have been taught to believe about yourself, about others who are different than you, about the world, about money, about your innate gifts, about your potential. When you begin to question the conditioning of your childhood home, you are left at an abyss. What now? It is exciting, but it is terrifying at the same time. I've gone through this process. There are many, many dark nights of the soul when one realizes I must rebuke everything and figure out who I am. What are my innate gifts? What are the gifts that I can bring to the world that my family of origin told me I couldn't do, I was incapable of doing? You know, you don't have to tell a child that they're incapable. You just have to ignore them. You just have to pretend that they don't exist. You just have to not celebrate their successes. Children must be encouraged for their innate gifts. They must be told that they can do anything. They must be encouraged to believe in themselves. This is the way a child develops self-efficacy. This is the way a child develops the confidence to peruse the landscape of the environment and decide who they are. Far too often, parents who have a lack mindset, who believe that they have to follow a certain order of things, they have to conform. Often, these parents will manipulate divine guidance right out of their children. So if a child comes into a family of origin wishing to be a musician or an artist, or in my case, an author, the family that is struck, living in survival, who believes it, that they can't break out of the experiences that they're having, they can't foresee any way to experience abundance except working the way their parents have worked. This type of a parent, this type of a home will suffocate the innate gifts out of a child. And over time, the child forgets and we become so conditioned that they will not pay attention to their gifts. They will disown the self for the sake of conformity. The child will believe in scarcity. And yet we know that there are people who make their own way. We know that we most admire people who are their own person. We know that we tend to gravitate towards people who have rebuked the past and decided bit by bit, this is my new life. This is the direction I'm taking. Your soul has come to be an expansive, growing thing. Your soul has not come to move in the opposite direction of light and sun and growth and expansion. We know that the planets in the universe, we know that the distance between the stars and the planets is expanding. We know that the absolute law of creation is expansion. And when children are born into families that are stuck in survival, that live below the veil of consciousness, that new soul is not being encouraged to expand. That new soul is being conditioned for constriction. That is where anxiety comes from. That is where depression comes from. That is where the stain of shame comes from, feeling that I am not good enough. And yet every soul born, I don't care where that soul is today, what that soul has done, every soul is worthy. What that mind and brain of that soul believes will affect the outcome of their life and the decisions. But beyond programming, every soul is worthy, and every soul has come to expand. Greatness is not measured by any material thing. Greatness is not accomplished through degrees or beauty or adorning the body. Greatness is not a great Instagram profile with plenty of selfies. It is not self-mutilation. It is not trying to prove yourself worthy of other people. Greatness is not found in manipulating validation out of others. Greatness is a process that includes the inner journey. It is the inner journey. It is a process of rebuking all that is materialistic and looking within. It is so interesting to consider that human beings seek non-physical abundance. What I mean by that is we all seek contentment. We all seek peace. We all seek clarity. Whether we ever get to a point in our life where we recognize that those are the things that we seek. We falsely presume that if we look a certain way, if we get a certain type of validation, if we get a relationship, if we get the job, then we will find the non-physical abundance, the peace, the contentment, and clarity. If this is what you think, you are barking up the wrong tree. You are trying to swim in the ocean above water. You cannot gain non-physical abundance by trying to manipulate physical things. If you seek non-physical abundance, such as joy and contentment and clarity in a physical experience, you are going about this in the wrong way. It is like trying to change the reflection in a mirror by believing you need to manipulate the image with your hands. The only way to change the image in the mirror is to change the person staring into the mirror. The image doesn't change in the physical world until the person looking into the mirror changes in the non-physical world. And I believe it is no accident that you are listening to this, that you are experiencing certain aha moments. It is no accident that your mind is expanding. The entire purpose is expansion and growth. If you are not challenging yourself with new thoughts, you stay the same. And your soul has come to expand. But your soul needs your mind to get on board. Your mind must be opened first. Personal growth, personal development, although in many arenas it seems like you must achieve greatness in the outer world. You have to make more money. You have to impress more people. And that in some situations, the personal growth journey may include getting out of your comfort zone when it comes to business and making contacts and putting yourself out there by all means. But the true personal growth journey happens on the inside. It happens when you decide to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to meditate and you don't complain about it. It happens when you decide to journal It happens when you decide to connect to nature. It happens when you decide to shutty shutty and you don't have that argument with someone who is narcissistic in your life, who can't see you, who can't hear you, and who wants to manipulate and dominate you. It happens when you decide to not do something to impress someone else. It happens when you decide to listen rather than speak, rather than anticipate what you're going to say next in a conversation. You actually sit and listen. It happens when you decide to be kind to someone when you don't have to be. It happens when you decide to offer yourself compassion when no one else is. It happens when you decide to do the inner work. And the interesting thing is, dear one, and that is, this is my promise to you, that if you do the inner work, if you work on expanding your mind, expanding your understanding of self, if you work on understanding your past, you will have more contentment and clarity and confidence and eventually ownership over your life. When you understand you have come to let go, you have come to honor the self, and you have come to expand yourself in all arenas of your life, and you understand that moving forward, there must be an attempt to rise above the past. When your agenda becomes your soul's growth, and you understand that what you're seeking is non-physical abundance, and you start making corrections in your thought process, you stop seeking validation. You stop seeking approval. You stop looking to see who's looking at you. You start honoring yourself and showing up as the best version of yourself. You start wondering, what are my innate gifts? What did I love to do when I was 3? When you start learning about your innate gifts and you start expressing your innate gifts, and you're no longer concerned about what other people think about the work that you do, you are on the right path. You are seeking physical abundance through a non-physical experience. When you start growing on the inside, that is when your life will grow on the outside. Namaste. Until next time.